You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome back again. Another week behind us, another chance to catch up with Ryan McTaggart as we bring you into MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Ryan McTaggart. And B-Tags, you and I getting together here September 1st. And we were just talking, you know, before we started this thing, and it's been a long, long time since an Astros team was leading the division this late into a year.
Yeah, you're right. It's been at least over 10 years. As you know, the 04 and 05 teams made the playoffs, but those were wild card teams that had to scratch and claw in the last week of the season and didn't clinch the wild card to the final day of the season. Then, you know, the 01 team won the division, and I think the 03 team was in contention for a pretty good while. So, just very meaningful games in September. It's been a while, but yeah, leading the division in September, you're going back more than a decade. So it's some uncharted water, I guess, for some of the newer Astros fans.
Yeah, pretty heady stuff, man. I mean, it was the great start that put them in this position. They have battled and basically held serve for the most part. The Rangers, you know, have made some moves, right? And we've seen them surge in the second half. But it's currently a four-game lead. You have seven head-to-heads against them. And I don't know, you know, just thinking about mentalities in that Astros clubhouse, how much do they feel the Rangers coming? And how much do they relish the idea of having seven left with them where they can, you know, ostensibly deliver the knockout blow?
Yeah, I don't know if they feel them coming. I mean, they've been in first place pretty much the whole season. If you remember, right before the All-Star break, they fell out of first. They lost six in a row. The Angels caught them. And they turned around right after the break and, you know, won like 7 of 8 and jumped right back over the Angels. And you really don't hear much talk from the players about who's behind them or what they have to do, because it's just sort of, hey, you know, we're end of April, we're in first, and the May, we're in first, and end of June, we're still in first. And so they're just kind of cruising along doing their thing. But, yeah, seven games remain against the Rangers, and those are going to be big. And the Astros have not played the Rangers very well this year. They got swept at least once. So they're going to have to really come strong in these games. They have four games coming up in the next 2 weeks on the road in Arlington, four night games. And that'll be a big decider. I mean, after those four games, you could have a good idea of where they finish, or we might not. We might still be back where we are now. But, yeah, I think you put it a good way. The Astros have held serve. I mean, they won 14 out of 15 there in late April, and they've just sort of feasted on that. And right now they're at 14 over 500. So outside of that 14 out of 15, they're a 500 team. But, hey, they did it, and they earned it. And they're just sort of milking that as long as they can here as they go towards a division title.
Well, they've done a lot of things right. You know, they have put themselves in this position by, you know, everything goes through those tough stretches, and they minimize theirs. That All-Star break came at the right time. You know, it's kind of a weird exercise and one that I think we don't normally play. It's a little perverse. But if you were to think of down the stretch, what one player could you least afford to lose? You know, I know it's a small list, right? You could throw Altuve in there. You could throw Dallas Keuchel in there. But, you know, a name you could certainly throw in there would be Jason Castro. I mean, he deals with that pitching staff every day. He's done a really nice job this year. What is the general feeling about his ongoing availability? How long before he's back, and how serious is his situation?
Well, he's not even doing any stuff yet, and we're still a few days removed from the injury, so I get the idea this isn't going to be an immediate thing. No one's really put a timetable on it, and I wasn't in Minnesota, and I actually didn't see Jason yesterday, so I haven't had a chance yet to really talk to him about, you know, where he's at with the injury and so forth. But I gotta think, if he's not even doing any workouts or any stuff yet, that it's going to take a few days for him to be down, and then, you know, he's got to get the baseball activity going and take some swings. And we all know this is a process, and maybe they can speed it along a little bit. You know, the good news is it is September, and rosters have expanded and max stats here. But, you know, Castro's done such a great job defensively this year, even though he's struggled for most of the year with the bat. Still, you want him behind the plate for a lot of your starts. Hank Conger has only thrown out one runner, stealing all year. You know, that could become an issue. Stassi's, you know, got a pretty good arm, but you know, how well is he going to swing it? But yeah, losing Castro, yeah, that's something they're going to have to overcome and hope they can get him fresh for the playoffs and get him healthy at least.
I mean, certainly you just wouldn't care at all about what Max Stassi does at the plate. Not at all. If he can just help mitigate the loss behind the plate, you know, as somebody who watches this team every day and deals with that daily grind and the ins and outs with this team, we all know the role a catcher plays is a critical one. But how big a factor has Castro been with this staff? You know, I think back to those awesomeness years. He played a big role, and a really good catcher can have an enormous impact. How would you characterize Castro?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's in that neighborhood. I mean, the pitchers love throwing to him. He does have a strong enough arm where he can neutralize the running game a little bit. He certainly calls a good game. You talk to any one of these pitchers who comes off a good game, and they always give a hat tip to Castro and saying that he called a good game plan. And he's a veteran guy. He's not a young guy anymore. So he's been through the wars and he's been through the losses. You know, he's caught Keuchel for a long time now, and a couple of years of catcher McHugh. So he knows these guys better than anybody. He knows how to navigate these lineups on the American League West that he's been in now for a few years. And even though he is struggling at the plate and, hitting .225 or whatever he's hitting, not where he wants to be offensively, still, catcher is a defensive position. Yeah, you'd like to have a guy who's a Gold Glove winner and can hit .300, but there's not many of those guys that have ever existed. And right now, having Castro out is definitely something they're going to have to overcome defensively. Good thing is, Conger does some things well. He frames pitches well, and the starting pitching right now is so strong that they got to feel pretty confident no matter who's behind the plate.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. Maybe the team avoided a little bit of a scare with Correa. I know he had to miss a handful of games there, but he's back and looks like maybe everything's going to be all right with him. And then, of course, Springer may be coming back soon or whatever at some point. Any additional updates on him?
Yeah, as you know, he's rehabbing at AA. He's been out since July 1st. I think we'll see him this weekend against the Twins. So yeah, that'll be a big moment for the Astros, not only getting him back, but for the first time this year, they're going to have Springer, Correa, and Jed Lowry all in the lineup at the same time. And now Lowry struggled a little bit. He was 0 for 28 before hitting a home run on Monday night. But still with his track record and what he can do swinging the bat. And now you have three guys in the lineup that really lengthen that lineup. And then you have all the other guys that are the strikeout power guys. But you have it, Friday night could be the night that finally A.J. Hinch can put those three guys in the lineup and say, hey, you know what? I have a full lineup and feeling better about the chances to score some runs. Because we all know this offense has been up and down and really struggling big time at times. And if Jed Lowry can come around and Correa keeps doing what he's doing and George Springer comes back and it's George Springer, all of a sudden the whole offense has a different look to it.
No doubt. You mentioned Hinch. Is he the manager of the year with Correa being the rookie of the year and Keuchel potentially the Cy Young Award winner?
I think so. I mean, I think all three are probably the leaders in those categories. I mean, Keuchel leads the American League in wins. I know Sonny Gray and Felix Hernandez might have a say in that, but Keuchel's right up there as of now with those guys. And he's going to have four or five starts left, probably five or six starts left to really cement his case. And he's going to have something those two guys don't, and that's going to be probably pitching for a playoff team. But what Hinch has done in his first year in Houston with the club coming up 90-plus losses is pretty amazing. And then, of course, Correa, I think, is pretty much a shoe-in right now to be the American League Rookie of the Year. And I think next year we'll see him in the MVP race. But, yeah, the Astros for years weren't even on the radar in those awards for 4 or 5 years. They didn't even get any votes for any of their guys. And here we all are all of a sudden. They could win three of those awards, which would be a big feather in their cap.
Yeah, and leading the division into September for what you and I believe might be the first time since right around 2003. Pretty amazing stuff, Brian. Always appreciate it. Have a great week. And next week, we're going to be catching you on a long roadie.
That's right. It'll be a big one for the Astros. Oakland, Arlington, and somewhere else. So
yeah, L.A., the Angels.
There you go.
There you go. Listen, you just show up. They'll tell you what to do.
Yeah, I need to check my itinerary to make sure I included L.A. So.
All right, Brian, there he goes. That's Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.